Thank you, Mark, so much for your intro, and it's great to be back with you all. I wonder if you know who the following are. Rachel, Monica, Phoebe, Joey, Chandler, and Ross. The answer, of course, is Friends. For those who can remember it, it was an American sitcom based on six friends living in New York, and it was first launched on this day 27 years ago, September the 22nd, 1994. Now, when its producers first pitched the concept to their network, NBC, they said, well, it's about a time in your life when everything's possible. And it's about friendship, because when you're single and in the city, your friends are your family. Your friends are your family. Perhaps that's why the series was so popular. In a lonely world, we all long to belong. And in a superficial world where we have hundreds of Facebook friends, but sometimes very few real close friends, we crave lasting, unconditional friendship from someone who says, I'll be there for you. But I guess, as well as it being a hugely popular series, perhaps it was also, in some ways, it perhaps slightly made its viewers feel a bit like they could never have friends like that, with such beautiful and funny people. Well, the Bible has a lot to say about friendship. Abraham was called God's friend. Exodus says that Moses would speak with God as one does with a friend. The Bible warns us of making a friendship with the world around us and so becoming enemies of God. But above all, Jesus Christ is the ultimate friend. He stuck with his friends, his disciples, through thick and thin, lovingly challenging them when they got things wrong, and demonstrating true love by giving up his life for his friends. As we conclude, I wonder if there's someone you need to reach out to today. Maybe an old friend who you haven't seen for so long. Maybe someone you've lost contact with, or perhaps a new friend that you've met just recently. True friendship sticks with friends, no matter what they're going through. Friendship is a wonderful blessing. And consider Jesus Christ. He still offers his friendship today, the greatest friendship that anyone could possibly find, and he's only a prayer away. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great day, and enjoy this song, which we'll finish with, which of course was the theme tune for that American sitcom, Friends.